This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, the moment you've all been waiting for. Labor Day weekend, 2023. The Martian lands in Houston. That is the highlight of the time that Chris and I did not do the podcast. If there was a time to do a podcast, it would have been after that. Jason Dominguez has an all-time debut as a Yankee, homering off of a nemesis, the first swing off Justin Verlander.
Amazing.
And all the hype is real. The Yankees go on to sweep Houston.
Amazing.
I was not expecting a Labor Day weekend where I can't sit down and watch every game, but I'm on my phone, I'm in the bar, I'm checking the score, and they take all three in Minute Maid Park, and some fans start believing again. We'll talk about that series, and then we'll talk about Hal Steinbrenner and his comments that came out after that. But what did you think about the three in Minute Maid Park?
Yeah, I mean, he's
hit and pitched.
Yeah, it frustrated me. I mean, honestly, this is the year you want to stick it to the Astros. I mean, and you go on that 9-game losing streak and made this irrelevant, and now this is when you want to step up. I mean, listen, it was nice to see the kid play. It was unbelievable to get that home run. And, you know, doing the podcast now, you can't help but have the injury in the back of your mind talking about him. It kind of sucks the juice out of it. Excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, his arrival, he's one of these kids. Like, for me, it's always been Volpe and Dominguez. Peraza kind of made himself. Peraza wasn't always a big-time prospect. Like, the minute they drafted Volpe, big-time prospect. The minute they signed the Martian, greatest thing you've ever seen, switch hitting kid, runs like a deer, he's the next Mickey Mantle. Like, that was right away. Peraza was not like that. He worked his way up and had nice years. Oswaldo Cabrera, same thing. I mean, you know, never heard of him until they called him up, or he had a good month before they called him up last year. Even Wells, I mean, you heard of Wells, but it was, is he a great catcher? What do you think he is? Like, the two prospects for me have been Volpe and Dominguez. Those are the two guys I wouldn't include in trades if I were Brian Cashman. Those are the guys we've been waiting for. And it felt like 2016 when Gary Sanchez, who you heard about forever with the Yankees farm system, an incredible power-hitting catcher, the raw talent is just unbelievable. He would have up and downs, you know, in the minor league system, but ultimately you heard the name forever. And he comes up and takes the league by storm and hits 20 home runs in 40 games or something crazy like that. And damn near wins the Rookie of the Year, only playing a quarter of the season. And it felt like that. It felt like, all right, man, look, we've been hearing about this kid forever. Yes, we saw him in spring training. Yes, he had some home runs, but ultimately, I didn't think we'd see him this year. And for him to come out and immediately just make an impact and feel like it rejuvenated the team was special. It was a special few days. It was a special weekend. And then even coming home, hitting home runs. What I will say is, though, I was surprised, and I know it's on his glove, I don't know how I feel about the Martian, and I'm surprised that it caught on. I'm surprised he plays into it as much. I'm surprised it's like that. I mean, he's the Martian. He really is. I thought that'd be a fun little thing that would go the way of the dodo the minute he comes up and plays in the major leagues. But
I was surprised that the Yankees social media leaned into it right away.
Yeah.
They were calling Yankee Stadium Area 161. They had all of it. They had this like Marvin the Martian, like graphic, like Looney Tunes graphic. I'm like, okay, the Yankees are embracing this whole Martian thing. I guess they were prepared for it. They're leaning into it regardless of what the kid does on the field. I knew from his – I've been following him on social media now for like 3 years. It's the Martian emoji and an avocado emoji. The kid likes the name the Martian, and he likes avocados. Yeah. And, you know, they said he got the name because the sound off his bat with him hitting the ball was out of this world. Right. And he's a freak of nature, what he does on the field. He won't be doing that on any fields anytime soon.
No, unfortunately, but, his UCL ligament was not a freak of nature. It's very... Yeah.
Let's talk about it now so we don't have to go back to it. Yeah. I just, when that happened, I'm like, this is what the Yankees do. This is just part of it. I don't know if it's a higher power, the baseball gods. Just as you like got that. Excited about this kid, I went and saw his fourth career home run against the Brewers that Friday. And I stepped away for 1 second and I couldn't get back to my seat before he smashed the ball. But I saw it on the TV and I got back to my seat as he was rounding the bases. And I'm like, okay, this is a guy that could hit like 50 bombs a year.
Yeah.
He's 20 years old. He seems like he's already arrived. I'm like, great. Yeah. Like, that's our center fielder for the next X amount of years. We don't have to worry about that. And I don't know exactly how he tore his UCL. Lou from Astoria, who I take calls from on WFA, believe none of what you hear, half of what you see, claims that he hurt his elbow doing the celebration with Judge. You know how they like slam their elbows together and Stanton.
Yeah,
I don't. They're like, he said he heard it from the Dominican community. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it was I heard. I don't know when it was, but either way, he's out.
Well, the issue is because then it brings into question too, like everything somehow works into how the Yankees do business.
Right.
Everything. So he gets hurt, I think, on
the
throw.
Astros series. They claim.
Right. In the Astros series, he felt it. Then there was a throw at Yankee Stadium against Detroit on a run scoring at home, and he made the throw home. And he apparently felt it there, but then they allow him to play with it. It's just should they have checked on him? If they sat him for a week, would this have stopped the injury? Like, it's always just fire everyone. How do you allow this to happen to a young kid? If you remember, it happened to Gleyber Torres too. It happened sliding into home plate in the minor leagues. And he went head first into home plate and the catcher in his arm got all messed up and he had to have Tommy John surgery. But for me, look, the question is, he did enough for me, right? He did enough where I believe he's ready. But at his level of maturity and what he's had in the minor leagues, I mean, I think if he would have played out the rest of this year, you bank him as the center fielder. That's what I would have done. I think the Yankees are ready to do that now, even if he is ready – Earliest Memorial Day weekend, June. Like, do you immediately bring him off the IL and off of this surgery and not give him extended run in AAA? Do you immediately bring him? I think it sucks, but now I think you have to add center field to the shopping list in the offseason. Like, I just think I don't know if you can count on him to be the starting center fielder next year. Do you just, like, have him a couple rehab games, and once he's ready, bring him up and make him the starting center fielder?
Another thing is, we're not guaranteed to be in a good spot. Like, you might be in a place where you can't bring a guy in that's rehabbing that could struggle. He's played 9 AAA games. He's going to have to start there again.